The Brother Agenda, written by Laughsalot 3412 and read by Sunkit and Shash. Akin Porshvik, rated G. Additional tags: crack, fluff, crack treated seriously, someone give Kim a hug. Getisawats will see a lonely boy and say, "Is anyone going to adopt this boy?" and then not wait for an answer. Summary. I swear to God, Shay, the kid flinched when I hugged him goodbye. Like he hadn't been hugged a whole goddamn week. Hia, don't be ridiculous.
I don't know, Porsche says forebodingly. I think it might be that bad.
The Kitasawads have a different standard of brotherhood than most people. Kim is weirded out. It all works out for them. Author's notes. Porsche and Shay are appalled by the standards of brotherhood these days. Some people don't seem to cherish their brother as the light of their life and their sole reason for existing, and that is frankly shocking. Over dinner, Shay announces, "I think we need to help him." Porsche's mouth is full of noodles, but he nods enthusiastically and gives his brother two thumbs up. Shay beams at him. Porsche is a human being with working eyes and a heart that feels things, so he beams back. He swallows. "Who are we helping with what now?" Shay waves his hands, like he does when he loses his words to excitement. "Your classmate!"
"Are you talking about terrible hair?"
"No, I didn't mean your classmate."
"Right, of course. My mistake. Goggles guy?"
Shay shakes his head, and then wiggles his fingers mysteriously.
"Oh, you mean baby emo."
Shay gives him finger guns of triumph.
"Yes!
First of all, he's definitely not my classmate, because I'm old, and he is, as his name implies, a baby."
"Oh, whatever."
"Second, how do you even know about baby emo?"
"I saw him the other day, when I went with you to study on campus."
Shay puts his hand over his heart.
"He looked sad."
"I'm sure he is." Porsche puts a shrimp in Shay's bowl. "It's tough being a freshman. He's probably stressed out."
"He was eating lunch by himself. And you know what he was eating?"
"Tell me." Shay picks up the shrimp in his chopsticks and flourishes it.
"A bowl of plain rice. Just rice. Nothing else. Not even a sauce, Hia."
"That honestly is a bit depressing."
"Yikes."
Shay pops the shrimp into his mouth and nods emphatically.
"He's probably there on a scholarship," Porsche muses. "Those don't always cover meals. Poor kid."
Shay gestures broadly in agreement.
"It's true. He's never with anyone."
Porsche thinks even harder and, "Yep, no. I've never seen anyone drop him off. Clearly no one is packing his lunches. I wonder, do you think he's an only child?"
Shay gasps.
Porsche nods grimly. "I'll ask around. See if it could be true." Shay's eyes have gotten suspiciously shiny.
"See? We need to help."
We will," Porsche soothes. He puts his last shrimp into Shay's bowl.
"He had a guitar case next to him, so he might be in the music faculty."
"Yeah, he is. I remember he won the open mic competition earlier this semester, and everyone was talking about it." That makes Shay perk up.
"Cool. You should show me your recording."
"Eat your shrimp first." Shay spoons some of his noodles into Porsche's bowl.
"Eat your noodles."
Porsche rolls his eyes, and Shay rolls his eyes back, and together they finish their dinner. Porsche never breaks a promise to Shay, if he can help it, and he is awesome at making brilliant plans. Well, sort of. so he is 100% confident that mission Find Out About Baby Emo will be a success. "Oh, that kid?" Tem says. "Yeah, no clue what his deal is."
"Me neither," Jom adds. "He's pretty, but he's a little young for you, don't you think?"
"Hack!" Once Porsche has finished stuffing Jom's mouth with napkins, he considers alternative sources of information. Jom is right. Baby Emo is good-looking. Too good-looking to escape notice on a campus as gossipy as theirs. Porsche pulls out his phone and goes to the Pretty Boys channel of their school's forum. He checks it regularly to see what new pictures people have managed to snap of him. Plus, the boys are very pretty. He makes his post short and sweet. "New freshman. One open mic. Details, please." He looks for Baby Emo all day, but doesn't see him. Poor thing better not have collapsed out of hunger somewhere. The replies pour in throughout the day.
OMG, why is P. Porsche asking?
"Hi.
I know who you mean. He's so pretty, right? And so good at singing."
"I knew it. Gay Porsche confirmed." Useless. And also, he's bi, thank you very much. Then, amidst all the dross, a spark of gold.
"P. Kim is in my music theory class. He's amazing, but he never talks to anyone. I think he's going for a broody musician concept, you know?"
Kim. Good name. Cute. Just like the kid himself. Mission Find Out About Sad Boy Kim is officially renamed, and Porsche goes to lunch. Luck doesn't often smile upon the Kitasawans, but Porsche must have done something right today, because when he gets to the cafeteria, he sees Kim already there. Holy shit, Shay had been right. He really is just eating a bowl of plain rice. Porsche goes up to the counter and smiles winsomely at the ladies.
"Hello."
"Porsche!" Auntie Fa bustles over, her graying hair escaping from her cap.
"Hi, you're looking thin."
"Your usual?"
"Double it," Porsche says.
Fa's eyes twinkle.
"On a date?"
"Nah, look at that nong, Auntie." Porsche tips his head to the most pitiful boy in the cafeteria. Of course, Fa sees the problem immediately.
"Oh, that boy always gets just that. It's not right. He's a growing boy. I deep-fried him an omelet once, just dripping in good oil. But I think he was embarrassed because he didn't take it."
"It's hard to be poor, Auntie. Take it from me. That's why we ragamuffins have to stick together."
He isn't surprised when Fa gives him two massive plates and only charges him for one. In fact, he'd kind of been counting on it. He has a fight this weekend, but until then, money is tight. Porsche balances the heaping plates full of Fa's delicious fried fish, fried veggies, and fried eggs. He walks over to Kim's table and puts on his most winning smile.
"Hey."
The boy takes off his headphones and looks at him warily.
"Hi, I'm Porsche. Mind if I sit?"
Kim examines him for several excruciating seconds. Porsche feels like his eyes are scouring every inch.
"What faculty are you from?"
"Business. You're music, right? I saw your performance a couple weeks ago. You're great. At least, that's what my brother says, and he knows music."
"Porsche!" Tem calls from across the room.
Porsche shouts.
"Later."
Then, "Sorry about that." Kim's stare has lost its freaky intensity. Now he just looks wrong-footed. That's okay. Porsche is used to people wearing that look around him. It's either that or dazzled, but he's not trying to dazzle this kid. He saves that shit for work. So, can I sit? These plates are kind of heavy.
Kim nods, something regal about the gesture.
You may. Fancy.
Porsche sits across from him and sets the plates down.
No one fries like Auntie Fa, huh? That's one way of putting it.
Kim is looking at the food with wariness.
Here, Porsche says, pushing a plate over to Kim's side of the table. She's soft for me, so she always gives me too much. I didn't pay for it, so someone should enjoy it, huh?
Kim stares at the dish, then at Porsche's face.
You want me to eat this?
There's so much disbelief in Kim's voice that it makes Porsche's heart hurt.
Yeah, no, he says, unable to help the way his voice tips towards gentleness. It's all for you.
He takes a piece of fish and swirls it around in the oil on the plate. Then he drops it into Kim's sad little bowl of rice.
Eat up!
Kim's hands clench into fists, a movement Porsche's eyes are trained to snap to immediately. Kim's knuckles are bruised, but not bloodied. Interesting. He isn't here to fight Kim, however. He's here to help him.
So, Porsche really loved your song.
That's my brother, Porsche. I played him a recording last night, and I swear he watched it 20 times in a row. Sure enough, Kim's fists relax. Compliments tend to do that.
Thank you.
He's probably going to be embarrassing about it when you meet him. Porsche says it like a secret, even though it isn't.
Be nice, okay?
He's been learning guitar, and now he wants to be a pop star. Which he totally could be, he adds out of loyalty. Eventually, Kim says,
it's all about being brave enough to follow the music.
Porsche has no idea what that means, but he bets Shay would. As a reward, he puts a piece of fried asparagus into Kim's bowl.
Whatever you say. I'm just the muscle bringing home a paycheck. Shay's the artist.
Kim slowly picks up his chopsticks and pokes the piece of fish.
It's just the two of us, Porsche continues. Well, unless my uncle is home for the weekend, but he doesn't really count. Why doesn't he count?
Because he's a dick. Kim's lips give a tiny twitch with something that might be amusement. Porsche will take it as a win.
How about you? No family?
Kim's eyes snap up to him, back to that intense assessment. Porsche raises his hands in surrender and stuffs a spoonful of food into his mouth.
He wants answers, but he's not going to make the guy uncomfortable to get them.
He can play a long game. Instead, he points his spoon at Kim's bowl commandingly. Kim breaks off the tiniest possible piece of fish and eats it.
Better than nothing.
Porsche pats Kim's arm approvingly.
Good. Finish that. You should eat more. You can't make your badass music without energy, right?
For a second, there's something young and vulnerable in Kim's face. The way Porsche's very normal statement has caught him so off guard is heartbreaking, seriously. Has no one ever fussed over him to eat more? Porsche puts another piece of fish in his bowl.
I have two older brothers, Kim says, like an offering, and eats another bite.
What the fuck?
You do not, Porsche says, horrified.
There is no way.
I definitely do.
You? Porsche waves his hand to encompass all the sad neglect of this boy.
You have two older brothers? And they're still alive?
Kim tenses.
They'd better be, he says, a threat in his voice.
Porsche doesn't have time for that.
Are they, like, in another country? Not usually. Porsche makes a strangled sound. Imagine being such a terrible older brother that your kid eats plain rice and doesn't know how to cope with basic human kindness.
It's okay, Porsche says, emotionally. He pats Kim's arm again, and then once more because he can't help himself. It's okay now, Nong.
A travesty of siblinghood, Porsche rants.
Yeah, Shay says supportively, bobbing along next to him as they walk down the street.
Imagine sucking that hard at being a big brother.
Totally.
I swear to God, Shay, the kid flinched when I hugged him goodbye. Like he hadn't been hugged all goddamn week.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
I don't know, Porsche says forebodingly. I think it might be that bad.
Shay stops dead in the middle of the sidewalk, and Porsche moves to shield him from the flow of pedestrians behind them.
I want to meet him. You are good at hugging, Porsche agrees.
I am. But also, maybe he needs a lesson from another little brother. Like, maybe he just doesn't know what he's supposed to do, you know?
Maybe.
I can be his mentor, Shay says excitedly.
I dunno. He's not exactly the type of person I want you around. He's not very nice.
Yeah. Shay's reproving now. It's not his fault he's had no one to teach him. You can't blame people for coming from love-impoverished homes. I read about that on the internet.
Porsche folds, because Porsche always folds when Shay wants something. Okay, but if he's mean to you, I get to punch him in the face.
In the arm.
Deal.
A few days later, Porsche walks Shay into the library and puts his hands on his shoulders.
You gonna be okay here?
Shay puts his hands over Porsche's. I brought my homework, he says bravely. I'll be fine. Porsche casts a suspicious eye around the quiet room, like he thinks their creditors could be lurking behind the economics books.
If you're sure.
Class is only 50 minutes, Shay says, hearing his own voice quaver.
No problem.
Porsche squeezes his shoulders.
After that, we'll go to the cafeteria and look for our target.
Right. Shay came here with a mission. He's going to be a mentor. He can stay in the library without Porsche. No problem. I guess your lecture is just upstairs, Shay says, feeling bolstered by the knowledge.
And I have my phone if you need me.
True. Yeah. Okay. Shay can do this. If you stand here any longer, you're gonna be late.
Shay swats at Porsche with his backpack.
Porsche lets himself be hit, yelping theatrically in a way that earns him a stern look from the woman behind the circulation desk. Porsche gives her a deep bow.
Sorry, Auntie, sorry. It's this tiny menace I lug around everywhere with me. He haunts my every step.
Shay tries to stop giggling and gives her a very polite why.
I'm sorry too, Auntie.
She softens. Porsche turns back to him and lowers his voice so no one can overhear.
Hey, that was really good speaking.
Shay feels himself light up.
Yeah?
Porsche pulls him into a hug, and Shay wiggles contentedly in his arms.
Oh yeah. Amazing. My brother is so cool and so smooth.
Shay knows he's neither of those things, but he accepts the compliments, because when his brother says them, they feel true.
Porsche kisses his forehead. Okay, I'm late. See you soon. I'll text you.
Do not text in class, Shay protests,
but Porsche is already running up the stairs to his classroom. It turns out that the library is really busy, and now that Porsche isn't with him, Shay's tolerance for trying to push words out is significantly lower. He ducks into the stacks, all the way in the back, figuring he can settle into a quiet corner somewhere. The corner he finds is perfect, dim and surrounded by business journals from the 90s that no one will ever need. He plops his backpack down and is getting ready to plop himself next, when a boy comes out of the stacks, wearing jeans and a black leather jacket. He pulls up short, obviously surprised to see someone. Shay's parents must really be looking out for him.
"Be Kim!" Shay says excitedly. "Hi!"
Kim takes a step back, and one of his hands slips into his jacket pocket. "I don't know you."
"Oh, sorry, I'm Porsche."
Kim looks at him blankly.
"Porsche's brother?"
"Oh, Porsche." Shay bounces.
"Yep, he showed me your open mic video, and, it was, like, so good. I've really been wanting to meet you, and he has said we'd look for you at lunch, but here you are."
"Here I am," Kim repeats. "Nice to meet you. See you around." He turns to go, and Shay panics. In his video, Kim had looked cool and untouchable, like a famous singer. But in person, he's hunching himself up against the world. Shay feels that way every time Porsche has to leave him alone somewhere. He doesn't want anyone to feel like that, particularly not someone he's supposed to be mentoring in the ways of little brotherhood. He lunges forward and latches his hand around Kim's wrist.
"Don't go!"
Kim freezes. Shay lets him go immediately.
"Haha, sorry, grabby, rude. I just meant, you can sit here."
"It's okay," Kim says slowly. "I'll go somewhere else." Shay makes his eyes go wide and pleading, in a way Porsche has never been able to refuse.
"Please stay. It would be nice to have company."
When Kim sits on the floor next to him, Shay allows himself to feel smug. He's going to be a great teacher. The thing is, Kim turns out to be insanely, ridiculously quiet. Shay had not known people could be this quiet. He's reading a textbook balanced on his knees, his back pressed up against the wall, perfectly silent. Every once in a while, Shay will offer a little comment about his own biology homework, like, "Look at this weird tree," or, "Did you know Thailand is home to the world's smallest bat?" Kim will give a little hum or nod in response, but not say anything. After their parents died, Porsche started sitting Shay down every night, ask how his day had gone. He asked what Shay had learned in school and how his friends were doing. It had trained Shay into offering that kind of information without waiting to be asked. Shay is getting the feeling that Kim's brothers hadn't done that kind of thing very much. Fine. Shay will just have to start Kim's training himself.
"Hey, be Kim?"
Kim glances up from his book. Shay smiles at him.
"I didn't ask you. How's your day going so far?"
Kim blinks. "Fine."
"Yeah?"
Shay encourages.
"Yeah."
And then he goes back to reading.
Okay, so maybe the big brother role is harder than he thought.
Before Shay has time to stew in his failure, Porsche pokes his head through the stacks.
"There you are. I've been... Oh, look who it is."
Shay jumps up and flings himself at Porsche, who catches him easily.
"I found him!"
"Nice work, Nugget." Porsche ruffles his hair. "How's the homework going?"
"Did you know Thailand is home to the world's smallest bat?"
"Oh yeah? What's it called?
Shay has been waiting in agony for someone to ask him this. He grabs Porsche's shoulders and shakes him.
The bumblebee bat! Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever heard?
It's pretty cute.
Ugh, I'm gonna die!
Porsche laughs. Satisfied, Shay releases his brother and flops back down next to Kim, who's staring at them. Porsche collapses next to him and says,
How about you, Kim? How's the homework?
Shay is wildly unsurprised when the boy says,
Fine.
Uh-huh. Tell me something you're learning.
It's just music theory. It's boring.
Kim says, and goes back to his book.
Wrong!
Shay cries, startling Kim into looking back up at him. Okay, lesson number one. You're the younger brother. They have to listen to you talk about whatever you want to talk about, no matter how boring they find it.
What? Kim asks, bewildered.
You like music theory, right?
Obviously.
Then who cares if Porsche thinks it's boring?
Shay pats Porsche an apology, but he's trying to make a point here.
Do you think my brother wants to hear about bumblebee bats?
Of course he doesn't.
Porsche shrugs. Bats are creepy as shit, Shay.
They are not, but we're not discussing that now. Kim, tell us about your music theory stuff.
It's coming to Shay's attention that he's been rather loud. He drops his voice.
Please.
Kim stares at them. He does that a lot. Shay is mildly concerned about his social development.
He did say please, Porsche points out.
For some reason, that gets Kim to open his mouth and say, slowly,
Technically, the field is called musicology.
Oh yeah?
Porsche says, settling comfortably against Shay's shoulder.
We're studying the concept of dissonance.
That's cool, Shay says, leaning into Porsche.
Kim only talks for about a minute, but he does talk. Porsche isn't sure if Shay has realized that he's been speaking to a stranger with barely a stutter, but he doesn't intend to draw attention to it. Maybe if he says nothing, this little miracle will just continue.
All right, you two, enough studying. Let's get some food.
Shay's eyes go wide as he recognizes the cue for the next stage of their plan. He starts shoving his books into his bag. Kim nods.
See you around.
Oh no, you're coming with us, kid.
I don't really eat at the cafeteria.
Oh, sweet little sad boy. He has fallen right into their trap.
Aha!
Shay crows, because subtlety is not his strength.
Good thing we're not going to the cafeteria then,
Porsche says. We're going to the quad. Come on. Kim holds his books in front of him like a shield.
I have homework.
Shay offers him a hand up.
You can do it with us on the quad. Come on, it'll be fun.
Porsche earns his final evidence that Kim possesses a human soul because he looks at Shay's little hand and takes it without further complaint. They're a funny group. Shay circles Kim like an excited puppy herding a crow, and Porsche leads the way, a head taller than either of them. They're probably going to end up on the message boards. Ah, well, the sacrifices he makes for brotherhood. Shay picks them a spot under a tree, and Porsche unpacks their lunch, one container at a time. There are a lot of containers.
Is this from your house?
Kim asks.
Hea made it, Shay says, turning adoring eyes on him.
I only know how to make two things, so I hope you like noodles.
Don't lie to P. Kim. You're a great cook. Porsche hands him a pair of chopsticks.
You just say that because I got to you young. I brainwashed you.
Oh, great master chef, all powerful and all wise, Shay intones, before dodging Porsche's smack. Porsche offers a spoon and chopsticks to Kim.
It's not charity. I made too much, and if we have to eat this for one more day, I think my brother really will cry.
Technically not a lie, since Porsche made extra for this very reason. Kim takes the cutlery with obvious reluctance. He has a lot of pride, this boy. Porsche approves. They put the containers of noodles and chicken in the grass between all three of them, and Porsche digs in. They didn't bother to bring bowls, since they were planning on a picnic, and this is how they end up eating most of their meals anyway.
Open up, little bird.
Shay opens his mouth, and Porsche drops a bite of noodles into it. Sometimes Porsche worries that Shay is going hungry. He always seems to like eating so much. Is that normal? Should he be feeding his brother more food? Struck with a momentary worry, Porsche snags a piece of chicken and holds it in front of Shay's mouth until he eats that, too. Just in case. Kim isn't eating. He's watching them without trying to pretend he isn't, which is nice, Porsche supposes. He's got this look on his face that is so complicated that Porsche can't begin to guess the emotion behind it. Maybe he's just hungry. Porsche offers a piece of chicken to Kim and raises his eyebrows.
Say ah?
Kim's delicate face turns a delicate shade of pink.
Fuck off.
Porsche nudges the container a little closer to him.
Feed yourself and I won't have to terrorize you.
Do you two realize how weird you are? Kim asks, on edge and annoyed.
Sure, Porsche says, humoring him. We're definitely the weird ones here.
Shay's mouth is still full, but he nudges Porsche with his knee in a silent request. Porsche opens their water bottle and hands it to him.
Slowly, he reminds, because Shay has choked himself on more than one occasion.
See? Kim demands. Shay, puzzled, offers Kim the water bottle. When Kim doesn't take it, he glances at Porsche and shrugs. Porsche shrugs back.
He doesn't know what the kid wants either.
Dessert? He suggests. Kim makes a strangled noise. Shay points at Kim. Lesson number 2. Always take offers of dessert.
Why do you keep talking about lessons? Is this some kind of test?
As Kim says the words, his face changes. It gets harder. Colder.
Did my father send you... Or, fuck, it's Kin, isn't it? I don't need a babysitter, especially two weirdos who can't spy their way out of a paper bag.
Kim's voice is getting louder and faster, and his fists are clenching for a fight, and...
Oh.
Porsche recognizes this. It's different than Shay's social stress meltdowns, but the shape is familiar enough.
It's okay, Nong, Porsche says soothingly.
Stop fucking calling me that!
Porsche keeps his voice light.
Fine, I'll stop. You're okay. Everything's okay.
Nobody sent us. We're here because we want to be. No other reason. Shay moves a little closer and puts a hand on Kim's knee.
No tests, P. Kim. Why would you take a test now? It's not even midterms.
Kim takes a slow, careful breath.
I mean, some of my classes had tests before midterms, Porsche offers. Very rude.
Shay, because he's a brilliant little genius, continues the inane prattle. They both know the words don't really matter, just the act of saying them.
Of course he could have tests here. It was, you know, a metaphor.
I'm not sure you know what a metaphor is.
You're the one in college, not me. Shay is rubbing Kim's knee with his thumb, a slow back and forth. I'm just a little high school student, too tiny to understand big words. Oh, whoa. Kim snorts. He covers his face with his hands and rubs at it hard. Fine. Fine. Kim would never hire someone like you guys. I don't think he knows people like you exist. Excuse you, I'm extremely hireable, Porsche says, doubling down immediately. If I was working for Kim, he'd consider himself blessed. Who the fuck is Kim? Kim drops his hands. He looks fine now, breathing normally. It's freaky how quickly he shuts down the panic. He's my brother. Oh, one of the dudes I hate, Porsche says easily. Never mind. I'm not working for him. I don't care how hard he begs. You don't know him, but you hate him? It's just an older brother standards thing, Shay says, by way of explanation. It's not personal.
If I met him in a dark alley somewhere, I could make it personal, Porsche offers.
Kim snorts again. It seems to be as close to a laugh as this boy gets.
Yeah, sure. Fight my brother. See how well that goes for you.
Hey, good job! Shay waves both hands in celebration. You didn't even need Little Brother Lesson 3! Porsche does not miss the way Kim's hand settles on his own knee, right where Shay's hand had rested.
For the 100th time, what the fuck are you talking about?
Lesson 3, Shay says, blatantly ignoring the point. Always take your brother's side. Kim's face twists. Porsche does not want a panic attack over lunch, so he says, if that's the case, then you should respect my choice in movies. Shay rolls his eyes so hard, Porsche is slightly concerned he's going to hurt himself. There wasn't even a ghost in that movie, Hia. It was the whole point of the plot, that the house wasn't actually haunted.
Close enough.
Porsche gives a shudder that is only partly for show. Shay turns to Kim. He's using his puppy dog eyes, which is so unfair. Kim, please tell my brother that ghosts aren't scary. Tell him. For me.
It's the living you've got to watch out for, Kim says.
That twisted look is disappearing from his face. Porsche wants it all the way gone.
Oh, I see how it's going to be.
I cook for the two of you and you repay me by ganging up on my correct and normal opinions. You've never been normal in your life, Shay says cruelly, and chucks a noodle at his face. Porsche uses his tongue to maneuver the noodle into his mouth and slurps it down. It takes him a few tries. Shay and Kim watch with identical expressions of disgust. I take it all back. Brothers are the worst. Shay wilts to the ground and hides his face in Kim's jeans. Kim startles hard. He snaps his hands away from his body, holding them above Shay so they don't touch him. Yeah, that's what Porsche thought. This kid is clearly not being touched enough. He's looking at Shay like he's a venomous snake. Nah, fuck that. Porsche flops his body over Shay, ignoring his grumble of protest as he pins him to the ground. His position sprawls him all over Kim's lap. He grins up at him. Kim is holding very still. Two venomous snakes now, buddy. Daringly, Porsche reaches up and tweaks a piece of the kid's emo hair.
Hey, pass me the chicken, will you?
And wonder of wonders, Kim does. That night, Porsche lies in his bed, staring up at the interplay of shadows and streetlight on the ceiling. He should be asleep, but he can't seem to get his brain to shut off. His bedroom door cracks open quietly. Shay is a shadow in the doorframe, against the dark of the hallway.
Are you awake?
Porsche leans up on one elbow.
Hey, what's wrong?
Shay crawls under the covers and curls into Porsche's side. He hasn't done this lately, and Porsche has kind of missed it. He wraps his arms around Shay, snuggling him tightly against his chest so they can feel each other's heartbeats.
Nightmares again? Porsche eventually asks.
No, I couldn't sleep.
Porsche runs his fingers through Shay's soft hair, waiting for more. Sure enough, Shay sighs.
He flinched when I touched him.
Yeah.
I think he had a knife in his pocket.
Definitely.
He seemed really scared the whole time.
I thought he was angry.
Maybe. But mostly scared.
Porsche trusts Shay's instincts on stuff like this. He hums in agreement. Shay grips him tighter.
You're not going to leave, right?
It's the middle of the night, Porsche says, amused. Pretty sure even York is closed for business.
No. I mean, you'll stay with me, right? You'll stay forever?
Porsche's heart kicks with adrenaline.
Whoa, of course I'm staying with you. Where's this coming from?
P-Kim is so alone, Shay whispers. I think that's why he's so scared and angry.
I'll never let that happen to you. And we're going to help Kim, too. I promise.
Shay presses his cold nose into the crook of Porsche's neck. It's kind of gross and kind of wonderful. They breathe together for a little bit, letting the closeness calm them down. Eventually, Shay says,
maybe we could find his brothers and do something mean to them.
Shay's version of a prank typically involves telling a slight untruth and then caving immediately, so Porsche absolutely has to hear this.
Oh yeah? Like what?
Throw paint on their car. Slash their tires. We could tell their girlfriends they're cheating on them. If we break a bunch of glass and put it outside their door, I bet it would cut through their shoes.
Shay pauses. Or whatever. I don't know.
Wow, Porsche says slowly. You like him.
Shay squawks.
So do you!
I mean, yeah, but you like him. Holy shit.
Porsche feels a grin stretch his face.
Only a normal amount, Shay protests. I'm so normal about it.
I should have seen it coming. You were all, oh, Hia, play the video one more time. Oh, Hia, doesn't he look beautiful in the moonlight? Shay knees him in the ribs and puts his hands over Porsche's mouth.
Be quiet!
Porsche mercilessly shakes him off.
My baby brother's first crush. It's so cute. You're so cute.
No,
Shay whines, covering his face. This has turned into the best night. Porsche is having an amazing time.
I'm going to get to tease you so much, he says wonderingly.
Shay shoves a pillow over his face, with a truly murderous glint in his eye. Porsche is content to let this attempt at fratricide play out, while he ponders if terrible taste in men is genetic. Should he be worried for himself?
Are you done now? Shay demands, lifting the pillow. Hey, maybe I can offer to give one of Kim's brothers a lesson in siblingness. Then we can have matching boyfriends.
Shay's cry of outrage is mostly blocked by the pillow over Porsche's face again. Oh well. Kim might be the saddest sad boy that Porsche has ever seen, but he makes Shay talk without stuttering. He's weird, but so are they, so he fits right in. Porsche bats the pillow away and wallops Shay on the head with it for good measure. Hey, let's invite Kim over for game night.
To our house? Shay shrieks. Where I sleep?
The Kitasawan brothers have always jumped first and asked questions later. They follow their hearts and have each other's backs through the consequences. Porsche likes Kim. Shay really likes Kim. So, fine. Kim it is. The end. Thanks for listening.